I remember, I think probably you and I share a love of this common metric, time to first value.
Correct.
So talk a little bit about that, because I feel somehow that that's a critical thing for most of our audience to. I feel that if they can just pay attention to that one thing and just do that, execute on that really strongly, there is like all is not lost. I mean, even if the customer is kind of in two minds, there's still chance that you've won their hearts in some way, right? So talk to us about that metric, Aditya, and like what is its significance.
Absolutely
And
right. I won't name specific names in this, but there is a very big SaaS company in India which they sell called contact center software. And contact center software, as you can imagine, you're deploying it over, say, 5 to several thousand people at a call center, is not something that you pay a lot of money for it as a business. And it takes a while to set this up, get it rolled out, configure it to your needs, get everyone, your hundred or thousands or whatever people using
right.
it, and then start seeing some benefit accrue out of this in terms of, and that benefit is not going to be like, something very numerical. It'll be in terms of productivity, it'll be in terms of time, right? It'll be in terms of an indirect way. But they work very hard with their customers to find those small wins, right? Like saying, okay, we piloted with 20 people and those 20 people have already seen a 20% productivity improvement, right? And kind of communicating those back and saying that, listen, we are creating value for you. So the corollary here is especially for, softer businesses where you're selling to at a high ticket value, a high contract value, you're selling to enterprise, there is an implementation curve for this. It's super important to kind of look at, don't wait 6 months for the thing to get implemented and then you start showing value. How can I start finding ways to show value? And more important, not just finding value, but also communicating it back, right? You can't kind of rely on the customer to see that value for themselves. If
Right.
you are generating value, it's your job to show that value as well, right?
That's a great thought, yeah.
Where even where is well done probably in say e-commerce businesses is why is Amazon Prime so popular? Is the way they communicate how fast shipping is with Amazon Prime and that it's free, right? It is, if you don't have Amazon Prime and you open any product on Amazon and you see that, it will come in 1 week at 100 rupees and then free tomorrow with Prime, right? That's a very tantalizing proposition and it's very hard to say no to, right?
Right.
And they have, probably their biggest investment in terms of the business is probably their supply distribution chain and getting that product to you tomorrow versus a week from now, right? And they've done that just to crash their time to value. That I bought it today, I see no value out of that purchase till it lands up in my hand. So why should I wait a week for that? Can I get it to you a day, in a day? And yeah, it's an ambitious goal. They try to reach it. They've probably done it also in India. And yeah, that shows in terms of why that's been so popular.